You are listening to the Damaged Goods Radio Podcast, featuring your hosts Matt Dunn, Chris Lahr, and Emily Davidson.
Welcome to another episode of the Damaged Goods Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Dunn. Before the quarantine of 2020, back in 2019, I interviewed a band called Knots when they played a set at the Pinhook in Durham, North Carolina. Knots is a great band from Memphis, Tennessee, on a label called Goner Records. The group combines electronic synth beats and punk to create a really cool sound that is unique and certainly stands out from the crowd. I originally interviewed them back in 2015 when they played at the Hopscotch Music Festival in downtown Raleigh. We'll revisit that interview at the later part of the show. Here's my newest interview with Knots, heard here for the first time. Hope you enjoy. Hello, this is Matt with the Damaged Goods Radio Podcast. I'm here at the Pinhook in Durham, North Carolina. And I'm here with a band from Memphis, Tennessee. They're called Knots. I was wondering if you could introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Meredith.
And what do you play?
I play the bass.
I'm Natalie. I play guitar, synthesizer, and I sing.
Hi, I'm Charlotte. I play drums.
Knots played a really great set at the Hopscotch Music Festival back in 2015. Do you remember that show?
That was really fun. It was so much fun to see Rocky Erickson perform.
What was that like playing with him?
Well, it was incredible, of course. I think if I remember correctly, I unplugged all of my things and actually personally had kind of a rough show, but I had a simultaneously really fun time.
Do you remember the interview we did after the set?
Kinda.
It was in a stairwell.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. That's right. Right in front of the art museum.
Right.
I remember I asked you about playing on the Good Morning Memphis local news show. Have you played any local news shows since then?
No, Memphis is seriously slacking on having us back at their 8 a.m. morning broadcast.
You just came out with an album called Three. How long did it take to work on that?
Like in the studio, I don't know, maybe like a month. I off and on for like a month. It's hard for me to say. I mean, we like worked up our songs like 2 months prior to that, I think.
Kind of. So yeah. That album had been in the works for a really long time, actually. Like Meredith and I started working on the song Floating Hand like probably a year before that song got finished. So that album had really been in the works for a while. But as far as like start to finish, like really figuring everything out to recording, that was probably about like a 3 or 4 month period.
And speaking of Floating Hand, I was going to ask you about that song. Is there a story behind the song Floating Hand?
Well, so I keep like a manic note thing in my phone for like song titles and lyric ideas and collage titles and everything really. And I had written Floating Hand down after working on collages and kind of noticing the trend of like floating hands being in a bunch of visual work. And then I started to think about like what that could mean as like a metaphor and started to expand on that in this really like cyclical rhythmic song.
The album is on Goner Records. I feel like Goner is one of the great underappreciated record labels in America.
Yeah, they're great. They like let us do our thing and, you know, are very open-minded and, you know, I feel like we could bring like any weirdo freaky record to them and they'd be like, great, let's do it.
How did you originally get hooked up with Goner Records?
So me and Charlotte have played music together for a really long time, and we were in a band before this, and then we formed Knots when the drummer of that band moved away. Knots was a three-piece, and we began actually with no synthesizer and our friend Laurel on drums, and Charlotte actually played bass, and we had written all these songs, and Zach and Eric at Goner thought it was cool, so they came to our shows, and then they kind of like announced that they were going to put out a 7-inch without telling us, and I think Charlotte or somebody in X-Cult actually told me, like, they were like reading the email that Goner sends out and they were like, oh, Knots is getting a 7-inch put out, and I was like, guess so, awesome. So we gave them all our recordings and put out a 7-inch called Dust Road.
And speaking of exciting releases, Natalie, you were recently on a, was it a pet magazine? Or the magazine with cats?
Well, I was on it less than my cat Yanni was on it. Really, Yanni was on the cover of that. He, like, blocks my face out because he's such a diva and wants to be in the camera.
Is he a Maine Coon cat?
Yeah, your cat looks like my... It's you, right? Yeah. No, I'm so glad I thought about this. I saw you posted a picture of your cat on Facebook, and I was like, it's a Yanni! Yeah, he's a little bit Maine Coon and maybe, like, something else. I don't know. They seem very similar.
Yeah, I have a cat named Bodhi, named after Patrick Swayze's character in the movie Point Break.
Well, Yanni is named after Yanni.
Also wanted to ask you about Australia. Did Knott's tour Australia a couple years ago?
Yeah, we did like a week tour, Australian tour, like fall 2000, was it November 2017 or something like that? That sounds right. It was amazing. We spent most of our time in Melbourne, but we got to go to Sydney, and we got to go to Geelong. Yeah, it was amazing. It was like a total dream come true to be able to go there.
And did you tour with the band Terry?
No, we played a show with them, and they're awesome. Please come to America. Yeah, we got to play a show with them. They're great. And it was cool to go. Goner and Australia have, like, a long-time relationship from, like, Eddie Current, Suppression Ring days and stuff, and lots of Aussie bands come to Memphis, so it was really cool for us, to, as people from Memphis, to go to Australia, too.
Yeah, I interviewed Terry on Skype, and Al told me that Chapel Hill, North Carolina was the first place he heard someone use the term dank to describe a chicken and waffles restaurant.
What the legacy!
Right, that's North Carolina for you.
Very nice.
Also, Natalie, I wanted to ask you about art. I know you do a lot of the artwork for the band, right?
Yeah, I do. The first album features a collage by our synth player who used to be in the band, and then she also did the collage on the Virgin Mary single that was put out a long time ago. But other than that, I've done all the art and design for Knott's. So, yeah, I love doing it.
Do you feel like there's been a bit of a readjustment as far as the sound goes with only having three members instead of four now?
It's been cool. It's been like a chance to sort of like experiment with a new way of writing. There's kind of inherently a lot more space, of course, without having two sort of more trebly instruments in the mix. I mean, sometimes I play synth and guitar, but it's pretty rare on this album. So it's nice to be able to kind of like lean into it, you know, and pick and choose the moments whenever we're going to have just like a really overwhelming amount of sound, and then have this ability to like strip back and have like way less sound. Because obviously if you have four people in your band, you never want to be like, hey, fourth person, you don't play for three songs. So this way it's a little easier to have like a wide dynamic, and it's just different. We wanted to lean into that difference.
And you're touring with Olivia Newton-John. What's that been like?
That's been awesome.
Yeah, their set is amazing. Like, it's been really awesome to see them perform every night.
And is this the very end of the tour?
Last show.
What is your favorite Knott's song to play live?
It kind of oscillates for me. I like playing Half Painted House because it's like you get to kind of like dig into the groove of it. But then I also like playing Surveillance Veil because it's like really has like a chaotic sonic element, but it also has to stay really tight so it doesn't fall apart. So it's like a cool tense moment and release moment at the same time for me. So either one of those for me, I guess.
What about you, Natalie?
I have no idea. I think it depends on the night for me. I feel a little bit of a split personality in Knott's lately because I'm doing so much more than I used to. I used to just play guitar and have like one pedal. And now I had to buy like a pedal board and like synths and stuff, which I love. But yeah, it kind of depends. I mean, I really enjoy playing Persona because that's just like a very simple guitar song for me, and that's fun. But I've been getting really into playing synth, and I use my other two synths in another project too, so I really like to like get as much as I can out of them and like learn as much as I can about synth. So like Floating Hand is really fun for me to play in that regard.
And what about you, Meredith?
Honestly, I think they named my top three favorites to play Persona and Half Painted House and Surveillance Veil. But I don't know, they're all fun. They all still feel pretty new and fresh.
Oh, yeah, and you were talking about a synth project. It's called Optic Sync.
Yeah, I have a new synth project. It is called Optic Sync. It's with my friend Ben, who is a really excellent electronic musician, and I play the two synths I play in Knots. I do an Optic Sync too, and Ben plays a drum machine. It's super fun.
And how do you think the rockers in Memphis respond to the electronic stuff? Do they like it?
Optic Sync is pretty funny because it clears a room, and then the people who remain really, really like it.
The dedicated fans?
Yeah, it's a pretty divisive thing I've noticed. It doesn't have the immediate, it doesn't have as much accessibility in some ways as, like, Knots. Because it's, you have to be a little more patient for it or something. I don't really know. It's funny to witness how people react to Optic Sync. But I will say I've gotten some of the most lengthy and, like, thought-out compliments or critiques or just observations from playing in Optic Sync. It's really brought that out of the woodwork with people, which is kind of entertaining and really sweet that people are thinking about it that much, whether it's positive or negative.
And have you all been listening to any interesting music on the road?
Oh, yeah. America.
Now's the time.
America's what, View from the Ground?
Bridget, we're going to promote this on every podcast we're on. We're going to promote this old album.
It's a great album. It's definitely worth a listen. It's great when you're driving. It's been, like, seriously such a entertaining go of it with America on this trip. Highly recommended. I don't know if it's weird. I guess it's pretty weird.
I don't know. Our friend Bennett played one of the songs off of it on our album release show. He and Ben, actually, from Optic Sync, DJ'd the show. And he played the song called You Can Do Magic by America. And I, like, lost my shit. And I was like, is this by the same band that does Horse with No Name? It's great. It's really good. It's like a disco song.
That could be maybe a future cover for the band.
Oh, my God. If only. Absolutely. Let's figure it out.
I know you did a really cool cover of TVOD by The Normal. Does not do any other covers?
We really need to learn another cover.
We should learn another cover. We haven't played one in a while.
We talk about it, and then we forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to learn one.
It's time for another one.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone covered Knots yet? Has that happened?
I don't know.
That would be so cute. There's supposed to be a band called Nuts that's going to appear in Memphis, but we'll have to wait and see what happens.
What was his name?
Nuts.
Oh, Nuts. It could be like a Battle of the Bands kind of deal.
Right.
They need to, like, come to one of our shows and, like, challenge us to our own songs or something. Yeah.
I know I asked you a few years back about some of the coolest stuff coming out of Memphis, right? Do you have any other recommendations for cool stuff coming out of Memphis?
Our friends Model Zero just went on tour. They're really great guys. A bunch of them play in Jack Oblivion's band too. And they just put out a record on Slovenly. And I don't know, what do you guys think?
Aquarian Blood is about to release a folk record, or, like, psychedelic folk record, on Goner, and I'm really looking forward to that. Charlotte Meredith are in another band called Hash Reductor, which is going on tour in July. Their record's out now. I mean, they're, like, friends near Memphis. Like, Hartle Road is just, like, an incredible band, and they're a couple hours south in Mississippi.
You just kind of walk everywhere.
Yeah.
Possums would be another one to check out.
Oh, Allison Casper is a great friend too, and she's got a new record that just came out. It's a good time. It's a lot of good live stuff in Memphis right now.
So what are the future plans for Knots?
Maybe go to the West Coast in November. Still trying to work that out. And, you know, writing and recording.
Getting the Led Zeppelin jet.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about that off the air. Led Zeppelin has their own personal jet. So do you think you would use the Knots logo for your personal jet?
Hell yeah. I would design the shit out of a personal jet. I would make a collage just for that jet.
If people need personal jet logos for their band, would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely. If the price is right and you've got a personal jet, by all means, call me day or night.
Maybe America needs a new jet. I mean, they haven't been on tour in a while.
It's going to say you can do magic on the side, and that is non-negotiable.
Where can people go online if they want to hear Knots music?
We're on it all. We're on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, Bandcamp. What am I forgetting?
SoundCloud?
Probably. Yeah.
You can take your pick. Sure. Whatever streaming platform you enjoy. Maybe, I hope that we're on there. And if we're not, maybe let us know. I don't know.
And finally, I wanted to ask you, is there a story behind the song Insect Eyes?
So Insect Eyes, lyrically, lyrically, I wrote that song entirely off of, like, free writing, so, like, free association, sort of, and I wrote it after reading a Philip K. Dick novel. It was the one about the guy who constantly, he, like, knows what's happening in the world that Jones made.
Oh, yeah.
So I wrote that after reading that, and there's a point where he talks about, like, always seeing the future, like, always knowing what is to happen in the future, but being powerless to change it. So I thought that Insect Eyes could be a good metaphor for that because of their perception is so multi-leveled and they see a bunch of different images at once. So the song is sort of a combination of that imagery and then a free writing in response to the Philip K. Dick novel. Sorry to get real nerdy for a second.
I think that'd be a great two for Tuesday with the Cramps' Human Fly.
Yes.
Like they used to do on classic rock radio, Two for Tuesday.
Yes. Okay. All the bug songs.
Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That was my latest interview with the Memphis band Knots from the Pinhook in Durham, North Carolina from 2019. Coming up next is my first interview with Knots from 2015 at the Hopscotch Music Festival on the steps of the Contemporary Art Museum. It was quite a memorable show at Hopscotch, as the closing act on the stage that night was the legendary Rocky Erickson, rest in peace. The show that night also featured local North Carolina greats, Natural Causes, and the San Francisco band Moon Duo.
Hey, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I am here at the Hopscotch Music Festival in downtown Raleigh, and I'm here with a band from Memphis, Tennessee. They're called Knots. And could you introduce yourselves?
I'm Natalie.
And what do you play?
Guitar.
I'm Meredith. And I play bass.
I'm Charlotte. I play drums.
I'm Alexandra. I play synth.
And how long has been a band for?
This formation's been together for like 3 months, but it's really hard to explain how long we've been a band. Charlotte, the drummer, and I have played together forever, and Allie joined us last year, two years ago. I don't even remember. We've had a lot of formations.
I was going to ask how you first met.
Charlotte and I met at a party, and we started talking about music and movies and decided to start a band that night. It's a good drunken decision.
And is this your first time playing in Raleigh?
It is our first time playing in Raleigh. We have never played in Raleigh before tonight.
So I wanted to ask you about Memphis. What are some of the best bands coming out of the Memphis area?
Sheiks are a great band from Memphis. They're currently Jack Oblivion's backing band, and they're like a great rock and roll band. Gimp Teeth is a really great, like, sort of weird hardcore punk band from Memphis that's been around for a while. Aquarian Blood, they're on Goner Records as well. They have a couple singles out, and they're like a bizarre, like, I don't know, Yehoah-style, weird, hippie punk band. Those are some good ones.
There's some more
among,
that,
like,
I mean,
many, many great musicians and performers.
It's a really good time for music in Memphis, for live music. There are so many rad shows, and, like, it seems like new bands are popping up, like, way often. It's rad.
And I wanted to ask you, I saw a clip of you performing on, it was like a morning news show.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was like a dream come true. And it was also like very early. So we wore sunglasses.
Yeah,
we wore sunglasses.
Yeah, we did. We accepted the invitation while we were on tour. And we're like, yeah, sure, the news, that sounds great. And then like a week later when we were home, we're like, oh, we have to get up at 6 and like drive an hour to like get to the news station, and I made everybody hash browns and they were terrible. I remember that. And then we got to the news station, we all had sunglasses except for one of our members, so we had to borrow some sunglasses from a news anchor, and it worked out pretty well. People seem to like that video.
Public access TV is the shit. Like, it was a dream come true in a way for me, even though I'm not a morning person at all, so I was probably really cranky the whole time. But it was fun to be around, like, total morning people who, like, wanted to hear punk music at, like, 6 a.m.
Yeah. And there was a cat on the news right before we were on the news, because it was, like, a community week-long thing. There's a festival in Memphis called Cooper Young Festival, so they were, like, talking about bands that were playing the festival and also different like vendors, and so there's like a cat adoption agency that was on the show before we were, so it was nice to like go on after a cat. It's pretty cool.
That's a dream.
So you think you could do maybe a morning news tour circuit?
Only a dream.
Dreams are real.
Up all night and then we'll go on the news.
And at weirder and weirder. They'll just downward spiral. It'll be amazing.
And I think the host put on some shades to look as cool as you, right?
Yeah, after a while, he really got into it. That's his words, not mine. That's what he said. After a while, you really get into it.
Did you get the green room red carpet treatment?
No, we got some coffee and a styrofoam cup.
Yeah, sat down on the floor in the hallway for a long time.
Yeah, like next to a vending machine.
Yeah.
We got to see all the behind the scenes of the news, though. Awesome. Riveting.
There could be some outtakes on DVD one day, right?
We can only dream.
Well, so do you have a tour writer, like, you know, Morrissey from the Smiths has a tour writer saying that there has to be, like, 10 pounds of Brazilian organic cheese. Do you guys have any wacky demands?
Same exact writer.
Same one. Like, no meat can be made in the building at all.
That's right. No meat consumed on the premises.
Except for me, like, I require, like, a cheeseburger the size of a human to be waiting for me outside. It has to be outside, though.
Well, so what are the future plans for Knots?
We're recording a new album in January, but before that, we're going out on an East Coast Midwest tour mid-October through early-ish November, and then we're going out to Europe for the first time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The single will come out soon, and the album will come out November 20th in Europe.
Do you have a title for the upcoming album yet?
No. We have lots of ideas, but it's a secret.
Like, we're still Knots?
Or Knots gonna be sorry that you bought it.
maybe Knots Landing, right?
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah. We're open to suggestions. Please write us at www.knotsgonnatakeitanymore.org.
Well, so does Knots ever do any cover songs?
We have a lot of songs we like,
but we haven't really done any covers. Way back, me and Natalie did a Nerves cover, like way back when, a long time ago. But we talked about covering a bunch of songs, but so hopefully in the future.
Can I suggest Four Non-Blondes, What's Up?
Oh, God.
That's amazing. That's like my guilty pleasure
only
song.
Only if someone ships us all those big fuzzy hats, then I'll consider it.
Oh, man. I will totally send you guys hats.
Yeah, send us some hats and we'll think about it.
Well, so what's the coolest stuff to check out in Memphis?
Oh, man. Where are you?
Especially if someone's never been there before.
Gosh, where do you begin?
You gotta go
to Donna Records.
That's right.
Great record store.
You gotta go to Ebo.
Get your spiritual supply on.
Wait, you say Ebo? Ebo.
Yeah.
What's that?
You can go play Pac-Man at Ambets.
Yeah, Pac-Man at Ambets.
Thrift store.
Go to Overton Park. Walk around the old forest.
Yeah, pay your respects to the trees.
Every
week.
Yeah, definitely.
Could be a new album title there, Pay Respects to the Trees. Well, and if you call the album title that, you have to make it all in recycled paper, so.
Down.
Yeah.
We can go there.
Yeah, why not?
Wow. That's awesome.
Where can people go online if they want to hear your music?
The whole album is on YouTube. Please listen to it. Or you can buy it, I guess.
Steal it from your friend or something.
That also begs another question. Danzig from the Misfits, he won't sign bootlegs if someone asks for an autograph. So if there was a Knots bootleg, would you sign it?
Hell yeah,
we'd sign it.
I would want to shake the hand of the person who did it.
We need our own bootleg.
Yeah.
We're down.
So you wouldn't shake them down with your lawyers?
Download our album. I don't give a fuck.
We were drawing all over those bootlegs.
So how many releases are there so far that people can steal off the internet?
A whole album. Three singles, maybe, if you can find them. That might be like a deep nerd internet that you have to go down. But it's probably there.
If there were a Behind the Music episode about Knots, what would be the main scandal of the band?
Scandal
of the band?
Like, you know, Fleetwood Mac, they were all having affairs. You know, other, like, Motley Crue was all heroin.
Snowstorms.
We're pretty, like, embracing of our vices.
It would just be, like, we're just really low-key and down-to-earth, and everybody lives happily ever after.
We're just too chill. Like, one of us, like, floated away on a lazy river listening to the Grateful Dead.
We lost gravity. One of us, like, had no gravity.
Floated
away.
That's probably what will happen.
So are you going to be checking out any of the other acts at Hopscotch this year?
Yeah.
We're going to see Rocky.
That's right.
We missed Opie and Threes, but we love them.
Oh, they were great. We saw them, yeah.
Where's Blacks?
Blacks is playing, like, really soon.
That's right,
I'd like to see them, but I don't think you can do it all. There's so much stuff happening at this festival.
It's kind of overwhelming. Well, have you played a lot of festivals?
Yeah,
this year. It seems like
a lot of, like, breweries, like, small breweries are having rad festivals. It's cool.
Yeah. Have you played at Gonerfest already?
Yes. I played last year.
We're playing this year.
It's coming up.
How did that go last year?
It was awesome.
It was pretty fun.
Best show ever.
Best show ever. Temi Vulgar was, like, crowd surfing.
He wore, like, a blonde wig. And, like, he looked just like an alien Dolly Parton.
Beautiful. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Other pictures approve this?
Of course. Everyone loved it. Oh, and the celebrity photographer, Don Perry, all over it. Everyone should know Don Perry.
So winding up here with Knots from Memphis, Tennessee, if there was a Knots board game, what would be the object of the board game?
Probably a black diamond, right? Wait, are you talking about something like a planchette?
Like, what would be the goal of the game?
Be to get the goal most... of the game. I'm thinking, like, actual material.
To continue to pass go, I don't know, forever and ever.
Not going to jail.
To pay respect to the tree.
Yeah.
Right, of course, yeah.
Outdoor game.
Awesome.
Outdoor game.
Well, thanks for talking to us today. That's right. Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And please come back and play again.
Yeah, have a
That was my 2015 interview with Knots at the Hopscotch Music Festival in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll end with my favorite track for the latest Knots release. The track is called Floating Hand and the album is called Three. Check it out on Garner Records or on your favorite music streaming platform as well. As always, thanks for listening to Damaged Goods Radio. I'm your host, Matt Dunn. If you like the show, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you hear a podcast. Get in touch with us on our website at damagegoodsradio.com, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or wherever. We'll see you next time.